The second aliyah of Parshas Vayikra begins, V'im min ha'of, ola karbano la'Hashem, v'hikriv ben ha'tarim, o min b'nei ha'yona es karbano. So here the Al-Sheikh comments that this person who is an ani, who is poor, feels bad that he is only able to bring a bird as a korban and wonders if Hashem will accept it. And therefore the Torah says that it's even better than that, that it's korbano la'Hashem, his korban is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his brokenheartedness also counts as a korban. The Aznayim Latara adds that it says korban twice in the same pasuk in order to show its importance, but emphasizes korbano, his korban, in order to stress that this does not work for an usher and is particular to one who is an ani. The birds are either torim, turtle doves, or bnei yona, young pigeons. And the Ramban explains adult torim because they are faithful birds, and when one dies, they don't replace the other, and this represents Jews who cleave only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the case of the Yona, we want a young one because they increase their love in the nest, and the Gedolim will not allow them to be touched. But the old ones become jealous and separate because of their jealousy and couple with others. And Rebekah Kamenetsky suggests that this is also making a message that this shows the irrationality of jealousy, because it doesn't seem to make any sense to separate because of the jealousy and to react in such a way. The next psukim describe the process of malika and include the obligation of ehisir es muraso. You shall remove the crop of the bird. The Rabbeinu Bachi explains that the beak has to come out because it eats from gezel. The Gemara Maseches Zvachim and Daf Samachay Mar Aleph tells us that this has to take place Barosh HaMizbeach. The Torah Tamimi explains that since there is only a little bit of blood, and if it had to be brought in a container from somewhere else, the blood would stick to the kli, to the container, because it wouldn't be enough. And for this reason, therefore, it has to be done by a Kohen, even though it could have otherwise been acceptable with a non-Kohen, with a Zar, because this process parallels Shechita, which in the case of an animal is indeed acceptable when performed by a Zar. In Perek Beis, we read about the Karban Mincha. The pasuk begins, V'nefesh ki sakriv Karban Mincha l'Hashem, solus yeh karbano, v'yatzak aleha shemen, v'nasan aleha l'vona. This language of V'nefesh ki sakriv Karban, the Gemara Maseches Menachos and Daf Kuvdala Mirbeis focuses on this word nefesh to teach that this cannot be done b'shutfus, in a partnership, and also that it is as if the ani has given his entire soul. Rabbi Sal Rudinsky, in his Sichos Mishkan Besalo, notes that it seems as if there are two drashos here being made on the same pasuk, and also he raises the question that why should there not be a possibility of shutfus when we do find the Karban Mincha brought by the tzibur. And he notes that all these points actually are one, that since the mincha is like giving the nefesh of the individual, therefore the focus is indeed on the one bringing it and not on the object itself, and therefore it cannot be brought b'shutfus as a partnership. But the tzibur is different than a shutfus. They are all one united, like one corporation. And that's also what the Gemara means in Maseches Menachos on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Talmidei Chachamim, who are involved in Torah, the Chol Mokom, are compared to a mincha, because that is an expression itself of Mesiras Nefesh. This theme of Mesiras Nefesh is also discussed by the Ber Moshe in his Sefer on Vayikra, quoting from the Baal HaTanya, as brought in the Sefer Imrei Baruch, that any time one pushes off his Yetzer Hara for Hashem, that is itself a type of Mesiras Nefesh, in part, Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Palga, it is an aspect of Mesiras Nefesh. And the Chassam Sofer in his Sefer Taras Moshe discusses why it says that Darko Shal Ani is lavi mincha, that the path of an ani is to bring a mincha. It would seem that that's not necessarily so obviously the case, because a mincha may indeed be more expensive than a small bird. And the answer is because it may be that he may not even have enough money to buy a small bird, But bread can come from leket shechupeya, in which case he is actually giving indeed of himself, because this is what he is literally given to sustain himself from matnas aniyim, and therefore this is even more of a fundamental gift coming from oneself. And perhaps this is what this drasha is coming to emphasize, the very personal donation of the ani. The Nitziv, as that nefesh has a connotation of pnimios, of the internal intentions and meaning, and therefore the mincha is also there to fix problems in one's character, in one's midos. And all of this significance and importance is, as the Meshech Chachma notes in his commentary to Parshas Bo, why the Pasuk in Malachi emphasizes V'arva LaHashem Minchas Yehuda V'Yushalayim, why it is that the Mincha is particularly pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.